Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
you
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Just by just shooting from the hip.
It's a verse that the due order of YHWH. But look what this man said here. He made a profound statement over here in Matthew 25. And this is what he said. Matthew 25, verse 45. He says, "Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of them, ye did it not to me." So the man said, so that's the due order of Yahuwah. See, when you violate and go against the order of Yahuwah, and you do it to one of the flock of Yahuwah, it's just like you did to the whole. If we can get that mindset in the people of the book, that you are the sheep. A sheep only survives when it remains in the flock. If anything disturbs one in the flock, it should send a vibration to everybody in the spot, in the, and that's why they divide you up in different name categories and everything else, because that principle you must learn in this series, the due order of Yahuwah. So there goes due order, see, right here. So once you find out you in the flock, you are a sheep of Yahuwah, then you have to have more understanding one thing. If anything happened to one, it's like it happened to all. Very big. So we leave that like this. That's big talk. There now and then I'm good for one. So there go my one. There go my one statement right there. The mindset we must have according to 25:45 of Matthew. Keep that in your mind. All right, good enough. We'll slow down here and ask the time to see who's joining us. But every now and then I'm good for one verse on my own. And I took my shot. Because one thing about it, the world know one thing. This will be the ministry that take down all the wicked teaching, and the game sales will be this ministry. So any way possible, they can slow this ministry down. They're going to do it. You better keep that in mind. All right, we'll slow down the international side and see who all join us for another episode of part number 16, and we're going to look on the international side and see who all join us, and it's read all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries, so that's all, and that's a good thing. So them slots are still. So what's flashing? Out of New York, New York on the international side. It's bold letters too, huh? 105-627. 105-627 on the international side. The Foxtail half been lit. The curtain half went up. All of the 17 nations and the majority of the Israelites, they got a problem with this ministry right here. And they're going to come from every angle to slow down this. And that's why that verse is so important to understand one thing. Those that's within. Believe it like that. 195 international countries, 105-627. We're going to find the LN and bring him in, and we'll see what kind of thoughts he have on this lesson. So we'll bring the LN in and take it from there. So when you meet your brother. With a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahuwah be to you, I see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well as see you well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, to help. Elder, well, I see one thing, that the Foxtail hell been lit, the curtain hell went up, so all I can tell you is 195 international countries and all stocks are still. 105-627 is flashing. So we'll leave it like that and go to the memo board and take a see what we can read until it's time to come back on. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast, which is another outstanding number of members that is attending. 105,627 members. And all came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's exactly what we're going to do. As we know, you all have came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And you find out the reason why, that's without proper teaching. And we come to see those things in the Bible that most of us see, some looking can never find. For it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because you have to be aware, as I've said many times before, by knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage their evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons, which I've recently seen this week. In 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Wherefore you have heard that it should come. Even now already is in the world." And we can tell that with all the confusion and the deception that's going on around us, all the shootings and confusion. So we help to guide you through these dark times of improper Christianity and bad teachings. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for the members that don't know when it is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you may own. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this line, you're going to see some choices. One's going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah why? Also to build a school, banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. This calendar is explained in biblical detail by Scripture, when they begin, what they're all about, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for TrueName Teachers. When you see the red live button, click that and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, you can call the numbers to get in touch with us with Yahqua in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahqua's ministry. Now, those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahqua Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also making it possible to get a recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, as was said before, during Broad Talk or after Broad Talk, we're also on Pell Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahqua True Name Teachers. This is where Yahqua's word is also working. Online there to be to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, which is myself, along with Seer Israel. We will answer those questions. Absolutely no comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. Yahqua will be with you all. At this particular time, remember, when you're trying to learn the scriptures, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. Why? Because you miss all of Yahqua's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahqua's word. Remember what it says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26? 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Well, we know this is another day for the word of Yahqua, and when we look, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahqua's word. That's a good thing, those that come to commend it and add unto it like we do. But unfortunately, only falling by those casting the words we listen to behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the verse's meaning totally another way. With noisemakers, complainers, deceptive listeners, flipping the pages in the Bible look like they're paying attention, but a loss when you call them to speak. Clearly forgotten one thing, we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahqua created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahqua's creation. That's impossible. We were told what the impossible was in the book of Matthew's by Yahqua the Son, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahqua the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahqua all things are possible." So let's all find out what these possibilities may contain. Let's keep our Bibles open. We will pass our program back to our Seer Israel. Learning process is just beginning. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. I'm just careful. That's excellent on your part again. We'll catch you, the elder will catch you on the bottom part. And we'll continue down that line of bringing you Uncut, thus says Yahweh. So I'm looking at a lot of memos, but just can't be able to entertain all I'm looking at right now. And that's real big, so I leave that like it is. I'm just going to get on the network. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a day off from this network. But the word of Yahweh will continue. And back on again Wednesday night. So we'll catch the elbow on the bottom part of his closing thoughts. So we're going to get Brother Yahshua Israel and get it going on. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahshua Israel, Yahshua be to that seed, right?
Well, bless you, see Israel. A seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We left a couple things that wasn't said yesterday, and probably you might get a little shot at today. So how about let's get all the help we can get. How about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what they're saying, Yahweh Israel, as we open up this national audience to hear the bosses of the six anointed camps come up.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But they got a prophecy out of the seals book saying, and 3 verse number in the book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 3. So this work we hear, let's talk about this work that we got at hand by going to Judges chapter 7. Let's read to it, get our points and show them that what it going to take to make this work. Let's run to Judges chapter 7, pick with verse 3. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what the Bible saying, Judges 7, verse 3. But before you read Judges chapter 7, verse 3, back up to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. Get warmed up with 10 and 11.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 and verse 11 reads. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. As every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold mercies of Yahweh. Verse number 11. If any man or woman speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh. Any man or woman minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth. Yahweh and all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. For that point, I know I say we're going to that book, the book of Judges, but when the little spirit kick in, he said, "No, I'll tell you what, you hold off that, catch 1 Corinthians 12:12, and start reading to it and take it down to verse 25. Let's take it, and we'll come back with that, if that's the way it's supposed to be. Right now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, and take it down to verse, take it down to 28. We'll get something going on, and out of there, we should be ready to put something else. Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 28. That's my final verse. You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 12 through 28 reads, Book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 12. Whereas the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Yahweh the Son. Verse 13. By one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Yahweh Judah, polluted word Jew, or Gentile, polluted for the 10 northern tribes. Whether we've been bound or free, and have been all made to drink to one spirit. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 16, if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? The whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Verse number 18, but now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it had pleased him. Verse number 19, if they were all one member, where were the body? Verse 20, but now are they many members, yet but one body. Verse 21, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you. Or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Verse 22, nay, much more. Those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Verse 23, those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but Yahweh has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have one, that the members should have the same care one for another. Verse 26, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Verse 27, now you are the body of Yahweh the Son and members in particular. Verse 28, Yahweh sent some in the congregation through the word church, first apostles, secondary seers, early teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversity of tongues.
Mm-hmm. What do verse 26, 24, and 18 say again now from that order? Verse 26, 24, and 18. What do I say again, Brother Yahweh Israel? First Corinthians 12, 26, 24, and 18. What did I say again?
The book of First Corinthians 12, verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but Yahweh have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Verse number 18, but now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it had pleased him.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say, and what did he say about that? It's like piggyback on something I did say. But the living spirit helped me piggyback off of something I said, and I was basically, so in 25, 45, what's it saying again in Matthews? 25, 45?
The book of Matthews, chapter 25, verse number 45 reads, book of Matthews 25, verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, truly, verily I say unto you, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me.
Mm. So Yahweh is saying in the series, letting you know that it's once you understand when things are set up, the way it's set up, that's the hand of Yahweh that set it up. And once, and everybody in the body is supposed to have that understanding that the will only rolls when those that's in the body is holding on tight and doing their part that is given to them. And what they people say behind all that good talk is 118:23 of Psalms. And what kind of conversation they're supposed to have out of that to know exactly what was going on in Psalms 118, verse 23. What's supposed to say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Psalm 118. Verse number 23 reads, Psalm 118, verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Mm-hmm. So we have to recognize the hand of the Almighty
We have to have that spirit to be able to recognize the hand of Almighty is on the six anointed camps of Moses of the true Israelites. So that's why Yahweh said in the 7th chapter, verse 3, exactly how he was going to set things up. So if you don't know what to do today, look back at yesterday, and you take it from there. Let's see what it says yesterday. Let's go to Judges 7, pick it verse 3, and we'll read down until we get our points that how you're supposed to be on point when it comes down to Yahweh's business. We'll read until we get our point of answer in the 7th chapter, verse number 3.
Book of Judges 7, verse number 3 reads, "And therefore go to, proclaim in the ear of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let them return and depart early, Mount Gilead. There return of the people 22,000, there remain 10,000.
Hold that point right there. He said, those that fearful and got any kind of cuts in the back of the eyes or whatever done, let's precept that to Acts chapter 14. And look at verse 22 to 28 on it. He says, it's those that are fearful. He said, tell them to kind of just bag up, because they must be revealed, those that can be fearful. Let's see. Let's bag up and take a look at something in the book of Acts 14. And we'll look at verse 22 down to verse 28. Let's see what's going on here, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Acts chapter 14, verse number 22 through 28 reads. Book of Acts chapter 14, verse number 22. Confirm the people of the disciples, followers, and exhorted them to continue in the covenant, that we must through much tribulation and into the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 23.
Read that again. Oh, that's fun, Brother Yahweh Israel. Read that again. You saying that this thing ain't going to be like the way we desire to have it. But it was said on the right side of the book, kingdom that you desire to get into. You have to do what again, Brother Yahweh Israel? Take a time on that verse. That's very important. What got to happen again to my...
The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22 reads, confirm in the people of the followers, disciples, and exhorted them to continue in the covenant, that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahweh.
Hey.
Verse 23, and when they had ordained them elders in every congregation, polluted word church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to Yahweh, whom they believed.
Hold that point right there, Brother Yahweh Israel. When they ordained them elders, so you mean there have to be some ordainments, some elders? Where does that come from? Is that from a spirit of outside the Bible or inside the Bible? Where did they pick that up at, that the first thing you got to do is ordain some elders? Where that's coming from? Where that spirit coming from? Back up to Exodus chapter 3 and look at verse 15 and 16. Let's see, is that written that regardless on the right side of the book, if you're going to set up Yahweh's word, you got to go back and peep and see what it takes to do Yahweh's word. And his series is pointing toward one thing. It says the due order of YHWH. So we find out on the right side of the book, the apostles, they are ordaining elders. That's what they're doing. They are ordaining elders. Come on, bring some more, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of Exodus 3, verse 15, verse 16 reads. Book of Exodus 3, verse number 15. And Yahweh said moreover to Moses, "And shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations." Verse 16. "Gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
So what they were doing, they tore that verse to get there. So they say you got to gather the elders of Israel. The first thing you got to do, what's it say in 27 verse 1? 27 verse 1.
Exodus.
Make it Deuteronomy. Thank you, brother Yahweh Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse number 1 reads. Deuteronomy 27, verse number 1. And Moses says, and Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions which I command you this day.
When Moses moved, who did he move with that, brother Yahweh, according to 27 verse 1? When Moses moved, how did he move in 27 verse 1? According to what reason?
Book of Deuteronomy 27, verse number 1. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions that I command you this day.
So I need one more verse out of that, Brother Yahweh Israel. So that's some pretty good talking. And let me see exactly what we're looking at. So if you want to know what to do today, all you have to do is look back at yesterday when they pulled verses. And if you're able to look back at yesterday, you'll be clear on what to do today. And how you're supposed to deal with this right here in verse number 8, 27, and how you're supposed to deal with when you're doing the business of Yahweh's business with the elders. How you supposed to operate according to verse 8. 27, verse number 8.
Deuteronomy 27, verse number 8. You shall write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instructions very plainly.
Very plain. So now when we read in 16th chapter, verse 4, so it wasn't that Samuel the seer was doing anything on his own. So he must have had the blueprint on what to do. So when he came to Bethlehem, let's see what happened when he got around the elders of Bethlehem. So here he comes. In the 16th chapter, verse 4, let's see exactly how he operated in 16, verse 4.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse number 4 reads. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 4. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake, and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, come as you peaceably.
And what happened next behind that?
Verse number 5. And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his son. Call them to the sacrifice.
So he got the elders of Israel of Bethlehem and told them, sanctify yourself. That means whatever you're doing, put it down, because we got something to take care of some business. And they immediately stopped what they was doing to take care of Yahweh's business. Let's run back to Acts chapter 14 and finish off where we left off at. So if you want to know what to do today, whatever roles that he have gave you to do, it's already written. What to do, how to do it, that you can read. So it's no need for a think tank of why this is like this and why this is like that. The Bible tells you the whole thing. All you have to do is understand the role that when Yahweh put a role on you, play your role. That's the game changer. Play your role that he give you. And do it all with your might. Come back to Acts chapter 14. And where we left off on 14 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Acts chapter 14. Verse number 24. Book of Acts 14, verse 24. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. Verse 25. When they had taught the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia. Verse 26. Then said to Antioch, whence they have been recommended to the mercies of Yahweh for the work which they fulfilled. Verse 27. When they were come and had gathered the congregation together to do their word church, they rehearsed all that Yahweh had done with them, and how he had opened the door of the faith unto the Gentiles, who looted for the northern kingdom.
Hmm. So we find out when he had gathered them all together, they were heading to the temple site. So when he gathered them all together, they were heading to the temple site and to take care of some Yahweh's business. That's real nice. Now let's go back again to where we left off at on the book of Judges. Now we're going somewhere with this. We're gonna paint the picture as it unfolds itself. So we will be painting the picture exactly what we're trying to bring to the table according to the series. One thing about it, we have to understand one thing. This is Yahweh's doing, and what he got on the table is marvelous in our eyesight according to the six anointed camps. And one thing about it, we got to find out what is our role that we can read, and we got to play it to the best of our ability to get the blessing that's on the table. Let's come on back to that Judges again and get a little bit more in.
Book of Judges, chapter 7, verse number 6. Book of Judges, chapter 7, verse number 6 reads, Judges 7, verse number 4. And Yahweh said unto Gideon, bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. It shall be that of whom I say unto thee, they shall go with you. The same shall go with you. And whomsoever I say unto you, they shall not go with you. The same shall not go. Verse number 5. So he brought down the people unto the water. Yahweh said unto Gideon, everyone that laugheth of the water with his tongue as a dog laugheth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon their knees to drink. Verse number 6. And the number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. And all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Let's preach up there. So what happened? Let's find out that while so all the things he was able to get out of the group that was fearful and ready to take his business was 300, and the rest of them were sent home. What had the peoples with not the spirit of besides 300? What happened? Let's see, we precept that to the book of Matthew chapter 14, and let's see what it says in verse 30 and 31. Hey, take a look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 30 and 31. Let's see what this is saying. It's trying to paint a picture there, Brother Yagdai, and I'm trying to follow it, and I'm trying to take notes along the way. There's a picture being painted here. Let's see what it says in 14, verse 30 and 31.
Book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse number 30, and verse 31 reads. Book of Matthew 14, verse number 30. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Yahweh, save me. Verse 31. And immediately Yahweh stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, wherefore did you die?
Mm-hmm. So he heard the wind, pronounce that word again, as Brother Yachty is right here. He heard the word, the wind doing what again? The wind.
Boisterous.
And then what happened when he heard the wind? What happened next after that again?
He was afraid and began to sink.
It's about going, they talked about over there in Denver. They say, you know, you get to playing sports out there in Denver, and the air is so heavy, so you got to be ready because you can lose your breath up there. So you know, otherwise you're saying you can get where it might be a little too hot and heavy for you, and you start hearing the wind. That he say. Let's run over to the book of Hosea. Let's see. But what is that wind? What is that wind that you be hearing? Let's see, let me go to the book of Hosea. See what this wind is. Look at 12 verse 1. Take a look at this wind for a minute there. Brother Yagdai Israel. Let's go to Hosea chapter 12. And we look at verse 1. And then we look at verse number 14. Let's see what it says in the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 14.
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse number 1, verse number 14 reads, Hosea chapter 12, verse number 1. Ephraim should not try feeding from the wind and follow after the east wind. Daily increases lies and desolation. They do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and all is carried into Egypt.
Mm. He said they feed on winds. They feed on wind. So they feed on wind daily, increasing the what again, Brother Yaakov Israel? He said, now the 10 northern tribes, they feed on wind, and they increase after the east wind. He daily do what again? Increasing what?
Increasing life and desolation.
Oh. So sometimes people can put some in your head where you are kind of confused, and then that wind is like you increasing on life. So sometimes people can turn you around, but one thing about it, and their best weapon is no book open but a great speech. That's how they can turn you around. They can never go in the Bible and turn you around. They always can turn you around with a great speech. And then you hear boisterous noise all around you. And then you'll start to doubt yourself and you'll sink. Verse 14.
Verse number 14. Ephraim, northern kingdom, provoked him to anger most bitterly. Before shall he leave his blood upon him? And his reproach shall his, and his reproach shall his Yahweh return unto him.
You see that? He said, now behind that, because now we want to take a look at that a little bit there, Brother Yahweh Israel, because but now behind that, he said now northern kingdom behind listen to a lot of lies, and you know, which is wind, 10 northern tribes. He says, the anger of Yahweh is most bitter against you behind it, and the reproach and Yahweh return unto him. But the way when Yahweh returned unto you is not a good standard, because he got a standard set on how he wants things to be done. And the way he wants it, you got to do it. The way he got it on the table to do it. And that's the key thing right here. And it makes it plain in Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. What do you say is in Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2? What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Numbers 30, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse number 1. Numbers 30, verse number 1. And Moses spake unto the head of the tribe concerning the family of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh had commanded. Verse 2. For men and women vow about unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind themselves with a bond. They shall not break their word. They shall do according to all that proceed out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh got it if
you open the mouth up, whatever you'll say it out of the mouth, that Yahweh will say it to you if it came out of your mouth. And then you precept that to 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, pick up verse 21, and you take it down to verse 23. Let's get a precept out of it. 23rd chapter, verse 21 to 23. So one thing about it, once you make a statement out of your mouth, that's all Yahweh want to hear. So he take notes on it. And he says, always remember what I got written in my Bible. In the 23rd chapter, verse 21 to 23, says what?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 21 through 23 reads. Deuteronomy 23, verse 21. Thou shalt vow unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. You should not slack to pay it. Your Yahweh will surely require it of you. It shall be sin in you. Verse 22. If thou shalt forbear the vow, it shall be no sin in you. 23. That which is gone out of your lips, you shall keep and perform. Even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, which thou hast promised with your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Your mouth. So, now the wise man kicked in there in the 5th chapter, verse 6, and he laid the final blow on what Yahweh is saying in this point of view. Wise man kicked in 5 verse 6 and said something. What he says in 5 verse 6 of Ecclesiastes. What did he say? 5 verse 6. The wise man of the world, he was on the clock to write something pertaining to what they were hearing, and what did he say?
Book of Ecclesiastes, 5 verse number 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. You say you before the minister's spirit that it was an error. Before shall Yahweh be angry with your voice? Destroy the works of your hand.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So when David says in 37 verse 23, what did he say in Psalms 37 verse 23? What did he say?
Book of Psalms chapter 37. Verse number 23 read. Psalm chapter 37. Verse number 23. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by Yahweh, and he delights in their ways.
Yeah, and Yahweh, he delights in the way when he order your steps. So when he order your steps, and you already know once you open the mouth up that you are tagged for 100 trillion million years as long as you got breath in your body. And Yahweh loves to do one thing. That when he sits them up and the anointing oil is on you, Captain, let's see what's going on behind that. And once that anointing oil is on you, go on to Leviticus chapter 10. He said, now you got to walk this down. And once that anointed oil is on you, let's see what's going on. We're going to the 10th chapter of a book called Leviticus. And once the anointed oil has been placed on you, let's see what he got written in the 10th chapter. In the 10th chapter, we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. And we're going to see exactly what happened in 10 verse 1. Leviticus 10, 1 through 9. Let's see what happened. Matter of fact, taking on down to 1 through 11.
Book of Leviticus.
10, 1 through 11. Yes, sir. Chapter 10, 1 through 11. That's the final verse.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 10. Number 1 through 11 reads. Leviticus, chapter 10, verse number 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the son of Aaron, took either of them his sons, put fire therein, put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before Yahweh. He commanded them not. Verse 2.
Hold that point. So these Aaron's sons and what they did after the anointing oil was on them, they did a strange thing. See, once you have been anointed to step forward in Yahuwah and you do what's called strange things, do you know what Yahuwah got written over there in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, 18? What he got written? See, once you anointed, whatever capacity you in the body in, you cannot do nothing strange that it cannot be read out of the Bible. Anything you do, the Bible must support what you're doing. Anything outside of the Bible is a strange thing. Strange thing. Let's see what he got written over there in 4:17 through 18 of 1 Peter. What he got written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and verse 18, read. Book of 1 Peter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the families of Yahuwah. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahuwah? Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the unyahuwahian sinner appear?
The righteous going to be scarcely saved. Well, who is this righteous that we can read in 6:25? What they mean by the righteous? The righteous is going to be scarce. The righteous got no cakewalk. And the righteous got a... and what that means is what we can read in 6:25 about the righteous of Deuteronomy. See, the righteous is going to be scarcely saved. Deuteronomy 6:25 says what?
Look at Deuteronomy 6, verse 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, as he commanded us.
Oh, so it is no cakewalk with the righteous, but it's a command to do all of the first five books, Torah instructions. Once you know you got the oil on you, and here's over here. Now Moses had an anointed Aaron. Aaron going to be extra 7 verse 1. What is Aaron's position in 7 verse 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let me see what Aaron's position is in 7 verse 1.
Book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse number 1 reads, Yahuwah said unto Moses, you have made you a Yahuwah the Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we clear when Moses speaks, he speaks, come to Yahuwah, the children of Israel. So now, let's get a case in point of how he operates in 6, verse 22. I want to see how do Moses operate from 6, 22, and the best we can read is verse 23. So Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. What it say that, Brother Yahdai? Let's see this in action on what was the order thing set up in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
The book of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, verse 23 reads, Numbers 6, verse 22, Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless family of Israel.
So now let's come back to the 10th chapter now. So now we got the protocol. So now we see Moses is Moses, the Yahuwah, Aaron is the seer, and all his brothers is anointed leaders. They call the pillars, and in the other scripture you can show they call also the angels, which is a ministering spirit. And but that's other lessons you might take care of and lessons to come showing you some things on that level too. And now we're in 10:1. Now we just got through reading 10:1. Now the anointing oil was on Aaron, all of his sons. So, but they did something strange. They did something out of the order. And the series is based upon a due order of Yahuwah. And so they did something strange. So that means they got out of due order. And let's see how Yahuwah moved on them after they got out of due order, after the anointing oil was on them.
The book of Leviticus 10, verse number 2. There went out fire from Yahuwah and devoured them, and they died before Yahuwah.
Just like that. Just like that. When you got the anointing oil on you, that's a sign you got to go. You can't be worried about what's to your left, what's to your right. You got to go. So this is, and all this right here have a, what it got in 15 verse 4 of Romans? What do Romans 15 verse 4 say?
Book of Romans 15, verse number 4 reads. Book of Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written before, aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
So what is written aforetime is not done away with. It's for your learning. And that's why it's always got to be brought to the table. That's why y'all both be not fast with the mouth, not make a statement out of the mouth, or once the northern oil hit you, guess what? And Yahuwah got it plain written over there in Hebrews 13, verse 8. The same thing he said in Malachi 3:6. Well, we ain't going to read, but we can read 13, verse 8. What it says in the book of Hebrew, who we try to call Hebrew 13, verse 8. What it say there, Brother Yahuwah?
The book of Hebrew. The word of Hebrews, chapter 13. Verse number 8. Yahuwah, the Son of the Saint, yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right in Romans chapter 8. Look at verse 31 to 39. So you understand something about this man right here. He's the same today, yesterday, forever. So you go back and look at your diaries or whatever you got in your diaries, and one thing about it, where every message that Yahuwah gets, he gets it quick. Matter of fact, he gets it with a 1:14 of Ezekiel. Any message man says, this is what they do in Ezekiel 1:14. The message of Yahuwah, this is what they do when they hear any kind of message. That's how they operate. What they do in 1:14 of Ezekiel.
Look at Ezekiel 1, verse number 14 reads. Ezekiel 1, verse 14. The living creature ran and returned with the appearance of a flash of lightning.
They ran, report the matter, and told the story, and got right back and sitting there with their glasses on and at a table and just munching you with the oil on you. And if you do anything that's strange from what is read, they report on that and say, In Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. Let's see what it says in Romans chapter. Now Paul is going down the northern kingdom, looking for the northern kingdom. He got his hand on him, and now he's going to tell him something in 8, verse 31 through 39. Let's see what he say.
Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39 reads. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? Yahuwah be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? Verse 33, we shall lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect. It is Yahuwah that justifies. Verse 34, who is he that condemns? It is Yahuwah the Son that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Was even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father. Who also make an intercession for us. Verse 35. You shall separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son, shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword. Verse 36. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. In all things we are more than conquerors to him that loves us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor minister spirit nor principality, nor power, nor things present nor things to come. Verse 39, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
That's big talk, so In the 10th chapter, particularly verse number 19 down to in the book of, we're going to take a look at some of you got written. Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple of the Almighty Yahweh. He was invited to the temple. And Peter told him, go and get on the microphone, Paul, and make a couple statements there. You know, you all right now. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says in the 10:19, and we'll take it out to verse 25. Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple to do a little speaking in the book of Hebrew, a little title called Hebrew. And now he got the microphone, and here he goes giving a talk in verse 19 down to verse 25. What did he say? 19 to 25. What did he say there, Bobby? I got you, well.
The book of Hebrew, literary Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 19 to 25 reads, book of Hebrew, literary Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 19. Having therefore brothers and sisters, boldness to enter into the righteous, holiest by the blood of Yahweh the Son, verse number 20, by a new and living way, which ye have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Verse 21, and having a high priest over the family of Yahweh. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of the covenant without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Read verse 25 again.
The book of Hebrews, literary Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25 reads, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some eat, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul has to pull that. For him to say that, he pulled that from somewhere in Leviticus 23, verse 3. So you know he's talking to the southern kingdom and all of the northern that's in there in the temple site. So he pulled that verse from Leviticus 23, verse 3. And let's see what happened at 23 verse 3. So Paul said, make sure if you know you about Yahweh's business. Otherwise, don't neglect the gathering together. So never forget that. Pull that verse. Because Peter, all of the followers of Yahweh's listened to Paul deliver the knockout blow. So he pulled that verse from 23, verse 3, and says what? From Leviticus.
Book of Leviticus 23, verse number 3 reads, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A righteous assembly shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. So that's where he pulled it from. So when the seal got on the clock in Zephaniah 2:1, 1 and 2, matter of fact, 1, 2, and 3, so now we're seeing, well, Zephaniah pulled that from. He pulled it way back from Moses and Aaron gate. So now here he come pulling verses in Zephaniah chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say?
The book of Zephaniah chapter 2, number 1, 2, and 3. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3. Verse number 1. Gather yourself together. They gather together, O nations, not these others. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, for the day pass as a shadow. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, for the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Verse number 3. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek the Torah instruction. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger.
Hmm. So you know he already got you as see, why are you telling you to gather yourself together? Just give me precept that, Brother Yahdai Israel. He's saying gather yourself together because there's something on you that the only way you can survive, you have to be able to look at the book. And look what he says over here in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, and we'll pick it up around by verse number 37. See, why is he talking like this in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, verse 37 to 39? Listen to this conversation here.
Book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 37 to 39 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse number 37. Oh, Yahdai, Judah, do the word Jerusalem. You that kill up the seal, the stone of them which I sent unto you. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her chickens under her wing, and you would not. Verse 38. Your house, your family is left unto you desolate. Verse 39. But I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh.
He said, until you get the order right, you ain't going to see me. He said, you got the first, like the series in tape 16, and Yahweh do order for Israel. So Yahweh said, you're not seeing me unless you got the order, right? You're not going to see me, and that's why you do the thing that you do. Because the fear of me is not in you, because bottom line is, he said, I sent the seals to you, and the seals got the elders to you, and they are known to tell you. And all you're going to do one thing once you hear them talking to you, you know, don't turn into a green hulk. And I always have a comeback statement. Receive the correction because it's anointed oil on them. And just as he got it, it's on them, is to tell you exactly what this man is saying. And that's how you got to speak according to what's written. Because, see, a lot of times, again, he tell you, in Psalms, verse 17. But unless, as we as a people think that we greater than the man that's going to be king over Israel forever, let's see what he do with all that information he have when it comes down to Yahweh's business. Let's see how he operates. You're the one that's going to be raised up to be king over Israel forever. In 73:17. Let's see how he rolls.
Book of Psalm 17. The book of Psalm 73, verse number 17 reads. Psalm 73, verse number 17. Book of Psalm 73, verse 17. Till I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
So that's the only way you're going to understand anything. You know, you can read your Bible all you want to. Well, I stayed in my Bible. I read my Bible up and down. No, but that's not the due order of Yahweh. So David left his domain, and he gathered himself together with the children of Israel. And that's when he understood some things. So when you got questions back and forth, because you don't understand. So that means you have to gather yourself together among those that have been anointed to teach this word. And the one that's been anointed is the six anointed camps of what's relevant to his life. We able to go in his Bible and take care of your concerns, but you have to follow what's written on how to do what you got to do. So Yahweh made a final statement while he was already there. He was looking for somebody in 5:14. And he looked at this guy eyeball to eyeball, and the guy can be you. And this is what he said in St. John 5:14. That means once the anointed oil is on you, look at it like that. The anointed oil is on you.
Look what a man says in 5:14 of St. John.
Book of St. John 5, verse number 14, read. Afterward, Yahweh, the Son, finding him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more. If the worst thing come unto you.
Mm-hmm. He said, now, once you made whole, once you've been anointed, that means sin no more. Do the worst thing or come upon you. See, that's how he talked. So now, in Psalm 63, 66, 3 through 10, we're going to see was something poor. It's on the Psalm 66, particular verse 3 down to verse 10. So once you've been anointed, if you think back, you say, well, I've been anointed. That means I got to go now. That means I got to be the first one in and last one to leave. There's six locations. I got to make sure I'm in one of them. Huh? I got to make sure. Because one thing about it, whatever came out the mouth, Yahweh hold you accountable according to what we read. What we say in Psalm 66, 3 down to verse 10?
The book of Psalm 66, verse number 3 through 10 reads. Book of Psalm 66, verse number 3. Say unto Yahweh, how terrible art thou in thy works, though the great through thy greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Verse number 4. All the earth shall worship you, and shall sing unto you, and shall sing to your name. Verse 5, come and see the works of Yahweh. He is terrible in his doing toward the family of men. Verse 6, he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. Then did he rejoice in him. Verse 7, he ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Then after rebellious, exalt themselves. Verse number 8, oh, bless Yahweh, you people, and make the and make your voice to be heard. Verse number 9, which holdeth our life in suffer not our feet to be moved. Verse 10, for thou, O Yahweh, hast proved us, hast tried us, as silver is tried.
Verse 8 and 5, that big talk about, again, Yahweh hath proved us. So he'll prove you from the tenor of your own conversations. He'll prove you. Then once you are approved, then those of anointed leadership must do their job. They've been anointed to do that is take that ball of oil out, tap it side of the head. One thing about it, that's a seal seed right here. Now you've been proven. Now you have to make sure you don't hear no voice or noises in your head. You understand the due order of Yahweh. You know you have to be first one in, last one to leave. Got to know all that good stuff now. And that's the urgency that's in this book about Yahweh's word. He said he made it plain in verse 8 and 5. Look at the Trinity's conversation was told to David by the ministry spirit. Verse 8, verse 5, what did it say?
The book of Psalm 66, verse number 8, verse number 5. Verse number 8, oh, bless our Yahweh, you people. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Verse number 5, come and see the works of Yahweh. He is terrible in his doing towards the family of men.
Hold that point right there. Before you read verse 5, he says, make his praises. What is he talking about? He said, hold that point. Don't read verse 5 yet. He said, back up, Seer, you might well tie that in to Isaiah. He said, make the praises. He said, oh, wow, the praises of the boys. Make that. Otherwise, you, the people, have to make the praises of his voice, especially if you've been anointed to take care of his business. So now let's see what he got written over here in a book called Isaiah. Going to Isaiah 43, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said, now, people got a praise on them. And so now we go on to the book of Isaiah to see if we find out what is you trying to say. So now, see, the world will get in there, and the world got a whole lot of conversation going on. But sometimes it's good to let the world bump the gums and
then be like the Bereans, go see, can that statement hold up? So we're in the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. We're going to see, can these praises on the people in the 43rd chapter. And look what he, and first let him introduce himself. And thing he needs to do is introduce himself. Who is doing this great big old tall talking and the book called Isaiah 43, verse 3 and 15 and 21. Let's hear some of this old prophet, long, good rapture talking going on. Who's just doing this talking? 3, 15 and 21 and to who? Come on.
The book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 3, verse 15, and verse number 21 reads, the book of Isaiah 43, verse 3. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for you. Verse 15. I am Yahweh, the righteous one, the creator of Israel, your king. Verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
Ain't that something? He said your job is to show forth his praise. I formed you to do this business, to show forth my praise. And so how is you showing forth his praises unless you identify from the scriptures of the Bible? That's how you show forth his praise. Well, we have no doubt. Especially got the anointing oil on you. You're supposed to have no doubt. So always have your feet ready to, like, you know how they do at the starting line. Now you step your foot back, trying to get it ready to break out. That's the kind of spirit Yahweh is talking about. He said, I formed these people for myself. And I didn't take the people from any place. No. I didn't take them from any place. In the 41st chapter, verse 8 and 9, let's see where he's taking these people from. He just didn't just get no afterthought with these people. Not the people's called by the name of getting ready to read in 41, 8, and 9. He didn't take just know anybody. Let's see he took any Christians or Islamic Judaism. Let's see exactly what he did in 41, verse 8 and 9. You on the clock, Brother Yagdah Israel, come on.
The book of Isaiah 41, verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. The book of Isaiah 41, verse number 8. For you, Israel, I'm my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse number 9. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, call you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you, and not cast you away.
He said, you call from the chief men. So the chief, I always knew the chief men is number one. So if the chief men, especially men and women that's got the anointing on them, you got to show forth Yahweh's praises. And his praises don't smell nothing like Job 3, verse 5. Look what it said in Job 3, verse 5. Oh, Issachar's boy. Issachar's boy was on the clock. He said, is you Issachar's boy? He said, yeah, I'm Job. I'm his cowboy. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. What do you have written in 3 verse 5?
The book of Job. Back up
with Sirach 6 verse 2. And back up with Sirach 6 verse 2.
The book of Job, chapter 3, verse number 5 reads, the darkness and the shadow of death stained it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it.
Mm-hmm. So don't let the blackness of the day terrify you. You got to have your head on straight. You got to have your head on straight, real good. I need to give me a little bit more out of that right there, Brother Yagdah. Yes, I need to get me a little bit more out of that. I gotta get me just a little bit more out of that there, Brother Yagdah Israel. Let's see what I want to get me a little bit more out of that. I need just a little bit more out of that third chapter. don't know. I can stand a little bit more. Is there anything in there that I need to give me a little bit more out of it that you see there, Brother Yahdaya's record? I can stand me just a little bit more. Out of Job, I can stand this a little bit more. Can you help me out? How much more I need out of that, Brother Yahdaya Israel? I'll tell you what. Put Issachar's board out just for a minute. Put Issachar's board out for a minute. He said something pretty good. Let's run the Proverbs for a minute. Let's let Solomon get in. I think Solomon was a little bit before Issachar's born. And what did he say in 3 verse 5? What did the wisest man in the world say in 3 verse 5 with that precept of Sirach 6 verse 2? What did he say?
The book of Ecclesiastics.
Mm-hmm. Solomon. Let's Solomon get up in there for a minute. 3 verse 5. Let's Solomon get in there for a minute. Pick up verse 1 and 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 5. Let's see what he says.
The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 1, verse number 5 reads. Book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 1. My sons, my daughters, forget not my Torah instruction, but let thy mind keep my Torah instruction. Verse 5. Trust in Yahweh with all your mind, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Okay, well, can you tell me something? Is a reward on that in verse 2? If I follow what you got written, what do I got coming? If I follow what you just say in 3, verse 1 and 5, what I got coming that I can read in verse 2?
Verse number 2. Let the days in long life and peace shall they add to you.
Ain't that something? You mean if I follow what he got written, after I can anoint and take care of this man's business, I ain't worried about what to my left, what to my right, or who said what. I'm doing what the anointing pointed me to do. What I got coming is a length of days and long life. And I got another word, peace. That's the key right there, see, right? If you ain't got no peace, see, you got to have peace to recover, see, right? So if you, Sirach 6:2, come on.
Book of Sirach chapter 6, verse number 2 reads, extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, but your life be not torn in pieces as a bull straying along.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling you what not to do. You know, so he's telling you what to do, and he also telling you what not to do. You remember he told that man over in the temple, he said, look, he wouldn't look for the guy in the temple. He said, don't you got the oil on you? He said, yeah, I'm in the temple. He said, okay, we're seeing no more. Yeah, you got the oil on you. I found you inside the temple. They're like, I came 70 miles to the temple, and you made it too. We got 6 locations. Understand one thing. The 6 locations is for you to do one thing. Follow what's written in the Bible. Because you make it plain to you before we come back and read the book of Hebrews, what we try to call Hebrews, chapter 10, 35 to 39. Look what he says over here in verse 4. And think of verse 9 to 12. Mark. Now, let's get to 11. We don't need 12. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Look what he got written in Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11.
The book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 9 through 11 reads, book of Mark 4, verse number 9. And he said unto them here, he or she that have ears to hear, let them hear. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse number 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Mm-hmm. See, to them that's without. What that supposed to mean? It's to them that are without. Well, let's see, is that a broad stretch of paint? He says, those that without
it don't make a difference. If you're not doing the will of Yahuwah, you are without. The will of Yahuwah is what you can read out of the Bible. Don't let your mind have you doing one thing and the Bible doing another. Because what, now we know if anybody's supposed to respond is when you hear stuff like this. Let's see what he had and what's going on. In Matthew chapter 12, pick up verse 4-6 down to verse 50. Now listen to the conversation right here, and we got to always be clear about the conversation that's going on. Matthew chapter 12, verse 4-6 down to verse 50. Let's see what's going on here, Brother Yahdiah Israel.
Book of Matthew 12, verse number 46-50 reads. Book of Matthew 12, verse 46. While he had talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Verse 47. Then one said unto him, behold, your mother, your brethren, stand without, desiring to speak with you. Verse 48. But he answered and said unto them that told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? Verse 49. He stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, followers, and said, behold my mother and my brother. Verse 50. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, sister, and my mother.
What is his will? 416. What is his will that we can read? What is his will in 416 of the book of Luke? What is his will? He's the will to do his will. So all you got to do, Father, is his will and do his will, then you will be the same as a mother, brother. And what was he at again in 5:14 in St. John? What was he at making all this great big talking at? What was he at in 5:14 of St. John? And we're going to find out what is his will. Yes, go ahead, Father, y'all.
The book of St. John 5, verse 14. Afterward, Yahuwah finding him in the temple.
Excellent. That was Yahuwah was there. So that's his will. Find you in the temple. Let him find you in one of the six anointed camps, sitting there with big ears and little mouth and able to exalt the protocol that's written in the Bible. The key to it is follow what he did. And when he looked for you, he looked for to see you in the temple of the six anointed camps that speak the word of Yahuwah. That's when he looked for you, in the temple, six locations. Get in one of them, listen to the anointed leaderships, and another word for leader is angels or messengers. Show you what you need to know. That's what he's saying. And he leads by example. 4:16. Let's see him lead by example. And so all you do is follow his lead. Here he is. And Luke 4:16. Let's watch his example. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 4, verse 16. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Mm-hmm. And remember we read over there, and come back to the book of Psalms there, Brother Yahjaiah, 66 again. And what it says again in 66 verse 5, because we helped that 5 out. But I was coming back to 5. I didn't know when I was coming back to the 5. But he said, hold that 5 out for a minute and come back to that 5. So I'm back to that 5 now. What he says in Psalms 66 verse 5.
Book of Psalms 66, verse number 5 reads, come and see the works of Yahuwah. He is terrible in his doings toward the family of men.
Ain't that something? Come and see the works of Yahuwah. Now, what you got to come now to see the works of Yahuwah? Let's go to the 13th chapter of Acts, and let's see where you got to come now to hear the works of Yahuwah. To come. That means you have to get up and come and see the works of Yahuwah. That's what he say. Let's see where it's going on at. Let's go to Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
Book of Acts 13, verse 27 reads, "For they that dwell in Yahdah Judah with their rulers, because they knew them not, nor yet the voice of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day."
Look, right there. Read every Sabbath day. The voices of the seers, the elders, the teachers is read every Sabbath day. All six locations, you can hear the voice of the elder, the seers, the teachers, every Sabbath day. So you see, right? So you see how he got it laid out? We got six locations. Everyone that teaches in every one of the locations, they've been anointed to do the job. All you got to do is do what he tell you in Psalms 66, verse 5. What he tell you to do? Now, the Spirit said this to David. Tell him. Tell him, David, to do what he said in verse 5.
Look at Psalm 66, verse number 5 reads, Psalm 66, verse number 5. "Come and see the works of Yahweh. He's terrible in his doings toward the family of me."
And that's what we're doing. Verse 8, we're doing the works of Yahweh. All six anointed camps. What we're doing, 1 Accord, 1 9, we're doing the works of YHWH. How? Like the lesson says, take 16, the due order of YHWH. It is right there. To his people of Israel. We're doing the work. And we're expecting the blessing. Because we're doing the work. Come. Sit down. Any one of the locations. Sit down. Big ears, little mouth. He tells you in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 how you're supposed to come. And what he says, anyway, how you're supposed to come anyway. And when you come to the sixth location, this is what you're supposed to have on your mind when you come. Ecclesiastes 5, 1, 2, and 3. What did he say you got to do?
The book of Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse number 1. "Keep your foot when you come into the temple of Yahweh. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. But they consider not that they do evil." Verse number 2. "Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yahweh is in heaven and you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few." Verse 3. "For a dream cometh through the multitude of busyness, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words."
And that's how you know what a fool is around you. You hear a multitude of words, that means or the Bible is paying no never mind. That's when you know a fool is in your midst. When you ignore what the book is saying, and then all we hear is a mouth, and that's total out of order when Yahweh said, when you come to the six anointed camps. Where you been or where you gone, that's not even the question. Come in with big ears, little mouth, and the anointed leadership will take it from there. All you want to do is make sure you got your Yahweh right. Then he tell you what he'll do if you do it the way he tell you to do it in 26 verse 3, the book of Isaiah. He stole a seer. "Hey, seer, put this down. Now, everything is on the table the way it's done according to the Bible. Then tell them I'm going to kick in verse 26, verse 3. What do you say in 26, verse 3?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3 reads, Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3. "You will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because they trusted in you."
Your mind won't be all over the place. You say he'll keep your mind stable if you follow what he got written in his Bible. He'll have your mind stable. If you understand the rules of the Bible, he'll stable your mind.
Your mind won't be all over the place. You won't look at, well, who's teaching and who's not teaching. You just following the order of Yahuwah. So you put everything that will hinder you and come in and hear the anointed word of Yahuwah. And we both do see right here. That's from the book of Esther out of Apocrypha, the book they're taking out in 1885. And we're going to look at verse 18 just to kind of understand something that they knew the lick. They knew the rules. And they talks about the rules. In 13, verse 18, then we'll look at verse 1 through 7. Let's look at verse 18 for a minute, 13 chapter of the book of Apocrypha. They call it Apocrypha. Books they moved out of 1885. But look what y'all written in 13, verse 18. We're going to the book of Esther, come out of the Apocrypha, Esther chapter 13, and we'll look at verse 18, then we'll kick back to 1 through 7. But we're going to see that if you follow anointed leadership, then you have plenty to say, and this is the kind of what we're getting ready to read out of Esther, out of the Apocrypha, 13 chapter, verse 18. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Esther, chapter 13, verse 18. All Israel in like manner cried most earnestly unto Yahuwah, because their death was before their eyes.
Ain't that something? They said death was all around them, and they had one person to call on, Yahuwah. He said, old times, they cried to Yahuwah because they knew death was all around. And they got into one place and understand one thing. If you play about his book, they could have a death on the outside because they made it plain to you about death on the outside. You know death got a title. 27 verse 3, the book of Adam and Eve. He got a title. That's the title to death. But one thing you know, if you organize according to the Bible, death can be all around you. And look what Yahuwah says out of the book of Adam and Eve, 27, verse 3. What do you say to that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse number 3 reads. First book of Adam and Eve, 27, verse 3. He then placed a throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayers.
Ain't that something? So you see, once you gather yourself together, O nation not desire, Satan cannot get with you because you in the due order of Yahweh's word. So he checks himself outside. He can wait on you until he come out to your car now. He can wait on you now. As long as you're in the presence of Yahweh, you have gathered yourself together. You're not leaning on your own understanding. You're not a blue staying alone to my way. I'm in my Bible. But no, you're not in the order of Yahweh gathered. So Satan can work with you from there because you're a bull all along. So when you gather around of one that are anointed and understand this is the ruler of Yahuwah, then Satan got to check himself outside and wait, look and see what he can work over. So if you follow the rules of Yahuwah, you're in business. But if you continue to follow the rules of the 17 nations, you're not in business. You're not going to be stable. You're always going to be asking questions, why this and why that? Because you won't be stable because Yahuwah will give the word to the anointed, six anointed camps to show you your wise without you even saying thank you, page of the book. He'll calm you down. You won't be asking about a why question. Why this? I didn't hear this. Oh, what that mean? Oh, I don't know. Why did they say this? Why did they do this? Why this? Why that? Because once you get in order, those without is not going to be able to obtain anything although you hearing everything from the six anointed camps. But Yahuwah is not going to let you be able to precept nothing. He lets you tie nothing in. Why? Because you're out of order in Yahuwah. Because you ain't doing the way he got it written in his Bible. But once you do it the way he got it written in his Bible, whatever camp you find yourself in, understand you've been anointed to take care of his business, just get in where you fit in with big ears and little mouth, then Yahuwah will show you the way. Now, 1 through 7. Esther. Chapter 13, 1 through 7. Listen good.
The book of Esther, chapter 13, verse number 1 through 7 reads, Look, that's the 13, verse 1. The copy of the letter was this. The great king Artaxerxes writeth these things to the princes and governors that are to him from India unto Ethiopia and 127 provinces. Verse number 2. After that I became leader, Yahweh over many nations, and had dominion over the whole world. And I lifted up with my presumptuous of my authority, to carry myself always with equity and mildness. I proposed to settle my subject, continuing a quiet life, making my kingdom peaceable, and open for passage to the utmost coast, to renew peace, which is desired of all men. Verse number 3. And when I asked my counselors how this might be brought to pass, Haman, that excelled in wisdom among us and was approved for his constant goodwill and steadfast fidelity, and at the honor of the second place in the kingdom. Verse 4. Declared unto us that in all nations throughout the world, there was scattered a certain malicious people that tore instructions contrary to all nations, continuing to despise the commandments of kings, so as to unite it of our kingdom, honorably intended by us, cannot go forward. Verse 5. Seeing then, we understood that this people alone is continually in opposition to all men, different in the strange manner of their way of life, Torah instruction, and evil affection to our state, working all the mischief they can, that our kingdom may not be firmly established. Verse number 6. Therefore have we commanded that all they that are signified in writing unto you by Haman, who is ordained over the affairs in his neck unto us, shall all with their wives, children, be utterly destroyed by the sword of their enemies, with all the mercy and pity. 14th day of the 12th month Adar of this present year. Verse 7. That they, who of old and now also are malicious, may in one day with violence go into the grave. So ever hereafter, cause our affairs to be well settled and without trouble.
So now you see why verse 18 was read, right? Because devils all around them, see, Ray, and they knew one thing. They was in captivity like you are today, and devils all around them. Because the 17 nations know one thing. Long as we got you doing what we do, death is all around you. And they know how death going to get on them once you reverse and start doing what the Bible tells you to do. Then guess what? Death's going to be all around them. And then guess what they're going to run into? Once you understand that Yahweh have set it up to reverse their action on you until you waiting on that one-eyed Satan to do it, understand one thing. Yahweh's going to reverse all the action that's on you and turn it on them, because I want to introduce myself to them once you understand that you must be in order according to what's written in the Bible. You started watching that one-eyed Satan, and you worry about everything to your left and your right, but you ignoring all the words of Yahweh and let him introduce yourself to you on who he really is out of Issachar's boy, 18 chapter. Death is all around you as you speak, and you haven't laid to mind. Here we got written in 18 chapter, verse 11 down to verse 14, Issachar's boy. Then we go on to take a look at what he tell you in the book of Hebrew, polluted for Hebrew 10:35-39. Death is all around you as you speak. And you still watching that one-eyed Satan. You still transgressing what the man tell you about the blessing. Told you the blessing's in the fringes. You transgress that. He tell you the blessing is, gather yourself together, O nation out of Zion. Death is all around you. He said, look here. Okay, listen to this. What did he say?
The book of Job, chapter 18, verse 7, 11-14 reads, Book of Job 18, verse number 11. Terror shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Verse 12. His strength shall be hunger bitten and destruction shall be ready at his side. Verse 13. It shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. Verse 14. Covenant shall be rooted out of his tabernacle. It shall bring him to the king of terrors.
Hate that stuff. Verse 12 again. What is it in verse 12? This is verse 12.
Verse number 12. His strength shall be hunger bitten. Destruction shall be ready at his side.
You see, that's why you have to gather yourself together so you can understand the rules and regulations according to the Bible. Everybody's playing our favor all but you. Matter of fact, he tell you plainly what you're doing. He tell you in the vision, Paul, verse 3, what you're doing. Read for his eyes. Then he told Jeremiah 13:8-10 about you. He said, listen, this people right here, whatever I did say, brother Yahweh Israel, I hope you got it out. Let's knock that out, whatever I did say. Don't get away from me. Get that bad, what I say. So what now? What I say, brother Yahweh Israel, got away from me. Brother Yahweh Israel.
Vision of Paul.
Okay.
Verse number 3.
Yes, sir. What did it say?
Looking at the vision of Paul, verse number 3. And it reads, while I was in the body in which I was snatched up to the third heaven, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, speak to the people. I said, when will you transgress and eat sin upon sin? Said Yahweh who made you. Now the sons and daughters of Yahweh doing the works of the devil.
Well, how are you sinning in 1 John 3, 3 and 4? How is he sinning? How is he doing the work of the devil? How so? Brother Yahweh, isn't there anything to read? What is they doing? It's called the work of the devil that we can read. 1 John 3, 3 and 4. What did it say?
Book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 3 and 4 reads. The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 3. 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 3. And every man and woman that have this hope in them, purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse number 4. Whosoever committed sin, transgress also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Torah instruction is the first five books here, right here. So you just look in the mirror. Is you sinning? You're breaking the first five books. You're sinning, see, right here. Because it got written in the book of 24, 1 and 8. Do you know if you're not following Leviticus 24, 1 and 8, you're sinning? The clock is ticking? Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. What it says?
Because Leviticus 24, verse 1, verse number 8. Leviticus 24, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8. Every Sabbath you shall set in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Every Sabbath. Ain't no cameo. Every Sabbath day, rain, sleet, or snow, he came 70 miles to do what he had to do. See, Roy, we got to get the man's blessing. You got to get in one of them six locations and follow the rules that you can read out of the Bible. Don't make it about you or nobody else. Make it about you doing Yahweh's word, and he'll stabilize your mind. You know the hell when you come around the sixth anointed camp, have big ear and a little mouth. But Yahweh said, that's what I want you to do. And he said, I'll establish peace with you if you follow what I got written in my Bible. What's the other verse you got there, brother Yahweh Israel? I know I said something else, too. I mean, it got past me. What'd I say?
Yeah, it got past me, too.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I tell you what, let's go to the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, look at 35 through 39. Let's see what it says in that book, or evil. And look what he said. Now, Paul is at the great big temple. Now, he's talking it up. He's talking it up, and Peter and them all listen to him. That's what it's all about. And they're saying, Paul, you're doing a great job. Keep on rolling. So here he is, chapter verse 35 through 39, he's talking. Read verse 29 and get warmed up. Read verse 29 and get warmed up and skip down to 35 through 39. Let's get warmed up in verse 29. This Paul saying this, 10:29, then 35 through 39. But this is no Paul, this is Paul talking, come on.
The book of Hebrews, flew the word of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29, verse 35 through 39 reads. Book of Hebrews. Include the word of Hebrews 10, verse 29. Of how much soul punishment suppose you shall he or she be thought worthy when trying down the foot the Son of Yahuwah, that counted the blood of the covenant wherewith you were sanctified, an unrighteous thing, and have done the spirit of mercy. Verse number 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahuwah, you might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man or woman draw back, I shall have no pleasure in them. Verse 39. For we are not of them who draw back unto prediction, but of them that believe to the saving of our life.
They ain't got no pleasure when you draw back. No. Let's run to the wise man in the world. He got something to say about that in the fourth chapter of the regular book called Ecclesiastes. Look at verse 8 through 12. Let's see what he says in the regular book of Ecclesiastes. Let's look at chapter 4, 8 through 12. Let's see what he says, Brother Yagdai Israel. We get one more in. Let's see what he says over there now. He's talking. I want to find out who's going to pull what he say after he gets you talking. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 8 down to verse 12. What he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes 4, verse number 8 through 12 reads. Book of Ecclesiastes 4, verse number 8. There's one alone. There is not a second. That he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor, whether is his eyes satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave myself of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is sore travail. Verse number 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Woe to him or her that is alone when they fall, for they have not another to help them up. Verse number 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. How can one be warm alone? Verse 12. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Is that something? This man, friend. This man said, now, if you got the threefold cord together, you can't break that. So you got to always be in that number. I got a precept that to Matthew's chapter 16. I think it's Matthew chapter 16, Brother Yahdai. You see that great big tall talking. My friend, read that again. What do you say in that verse 12 again? That big talk that Brother Yahdai is. I got happy behind that. So he's saying, if what do what in verse 12?
The book of Ecclesiastes 4, verse number 12. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
See, that's me, right? So when you're following the rules of Yahuwah, that threefold cord, that means he makes it plain, and see why he says the threefold cord, we want to go to, and see can we precept that? That's big talk with that. I got to get that in up. Send me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He calling me to precept that. That's big talk with that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
So you want to see what he's saying behind that one. That's kind of talk that we got to always hear, the three-fourth chorus. So when you got that chord going for yourself, what's that supposed to mean? Let's go to 18th chapter of Matthew, and let's see what he's saying. Take it verse 16, and we'll take it. We'll just take it down to verse 20. That's what we do. We take it from 16 to verse 20. Let's get all this in. We'll go to, and we precept on that when we just heard about that three-fourth chord, what that supposed to mean. We're going to precept the Bible to the 18th chapter of Matthew and pick up verse 16 down to verse 20. See if we can get some understanding out of that, Brother Yagdali, as well. Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 16 to 20, read. Book of Matthew, 18, verse 16. If he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be accepted. Verse 17, if you shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the congregation. If you neglect to hear the congregation, let them be unto thee as a heathen man and woman and a publican. Verse 18, truly, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse number 19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Ain't that something? So that two or three is what again in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. So you mean what you doing in there was the, you threw them off, and then you'll come back and read verse 20 and tie it in. You mean that what he written in Ecclesiastes 4:12, the precept was in the 18th chapter, verse 20. Ain't that something? So you see, right, listen. This Bible is told, but you got to be in order to receive it. We're going to get away from you. See, a lot of you get it the way you want to get it. Although there's another packed audience, over 100,000 cups and whatever, but I understand one thing, see right here. The six anointed camps is for you to do the will of Yahweh, that he'll take it from there. But you know what he says in Titus 1, verse 2? Do you know what he says in Titus 1, verse 2? And the book of Hebrews 4:12. Knock them two out from the Brother Yahweh Israel before we come back and tie this in again. Now, what do he say in Titus 1, verse 2? In the book of Hebrews, 4, verse 12. What do we say? I'm getting nervous now. So what do he say?
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promise before the world begins.
Call Hebrews. 4:12 says what?
The book of Hebrews. Include the word Hebrews. Chapter 6:18.
We'll make it 4:12. Didn't want to be 4:12.
The book of Hebrews, chapter.
Well, give me some 4:12 on something. Give me 4:12 on something, brother. Yeah, I need some, I can stand some 4:12. So give me some 4:12 on something. Come on.
The book of Hebrews, including where Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, for the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the mind.
So the word is lit, and that's what people always come out for. It's the word. What you come out for is the word, not the socialized. You come out for the word in the sixth anointed count, huh? All classes started when the sun go down on Friday. It's in when the sun go down on Saturday. You're supposed to make sure you in the word the way he got it written in the Bible. Then you receive the blessing. Then you lean with the anointing on you. Do his will. You're going to know you might going to get the 6:18 out the way since you brought the table. It must have been a reason you say that Hebrews 6:18. You must have some behind it. You must say it, you got some. I always heard that. I didn't hear it, but you must say it. I got some, huh?
What you got in 6:18 now, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hebrews, include the word Hebrew, 6, verse number 18, read. There are two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie. You might have a strong consolation.
He ain't lying, and everything he's saying is the Father's book. So you will have to do it the way he got it written in his Bible, the way he got it written in his Bible, to get the blessing of the Bible. You can't do this the way you want to do it in the blessing. I don't care what you're up to. When it comes down to Yahweh's Sabbath, he got the members in place that's one anointed to teach. You're supposed to make sure you in one of the six anointed camps are listening to receive your blessing to take back home to your family. Or if your family there with you too, they all receive the blessing. If we follow Yahweh's will, we won't have the Esther, come back and read again, we won't have this on us. Although it's on us, but it will be no never mind. What it says in 13 verse 18 again? What it says in 13 verse 18? See, you won't have this in your brain if you understand what's written in the Bible. Because what they say it over in Esther 13 verse 18?
The book of Esther in the Apocrypha, chapter 13, verse number 18 reads. Book of Esther, chapter 13, verse number 18. All Israel in like manner cried most earnestly unto Yahweh, because their death was before their eyes.
But what he says in Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3. So what did he say? That's why what did he say? I thought death is all around. You're walking around breathing a toxic nasty. You're doing everything contrary to Yahweh. You're doing everything contrary to Yahweh and what he's saying to do. Cutting your breathing off. You're scared of your neighbor. You're scared of yourself. You. That what I say, now him you now.
All right, we're going to pause for the calls. We're going to go back and get our brother, Elder Tibbs, for his closing statement. Elder Tibbs, you ready for your closing statement there, Elder? Brother Elder Tibbs, you ready for your closing statement?
And Yahweh bless you there. I had just been thinking that we had no audio there, but it appears that we do. So at this particular time, I thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast, Brother Yahdai Israel, because many people came to hear those things that most of us listening can understand, and they can't without proper teaching. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost is about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you've knocked. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open, it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but now we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30 on Friday. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. When you see that, click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says, and the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind, the first will be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, after the normal broad talk, we're also listed on Pal Talk. And if our program ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. The subjects that will be taken is to discuss topics that were put on the table during class or either by either elder, which is monitoring Pal Talk, either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. By no means any comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Pal Talk ends, if the broadcast ends, Pal Talk will continue the broadcast and teaching will continue. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to Yadai Israel and say, Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Yahuwah.
All right, Brother Chief. Brother Elder Tears. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, I guess we're going to see what we can get in here. We're going to bring in our mother. Mother E. Israel, see you, Roy. With that, greetings of our forefathers by saying, Mother E, Yahuwah be with you, Mother E.
Yahuwah bless you, Mother Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother E, Israel, see Royal. Let's see what we can get in here, Mother E, and see what we can work with here. I'm trying to grab us some St. John 14:26 right quick. Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. Mother E. Israel, the sea royal.
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. St. John 14, 26, 3. But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
So the Comforter, which is the righteous minister spirit, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Let's run and grab the book of Eber. Let's peep at this Comforter right quick, Mother E. The book of Eber, chapter 1. 7 and 14.
Book of Eber. 1 and verse 14. Okay. The book of Eber, chapter 1, verses 7 and verse 14. The book of Eber, the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14. And of the angel, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his minister a flame of fire. Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
So he said that these minister spirits are sent forth to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. So let's see that. What do it mean to be an heir? Let's see if we can define that to scripture, Mother Israel. Right there, Genesis 15, 1 through 4. See if the scripture would tell us what does it mean to be an heir. Mother Israel, see you right. Genesis 15, verse number 1 through 4.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy excellent great reward.
Exceeding great reward. Come on.
Exceedingly great reward. Verse 2. And Abram said, Yahweh, what will thou give me, seeing I go tarry, and the steward of my house is Eleazar
of Damascus. Eleazar of Damascus.
Verse 3. And Abram said, behold, to me, thus have given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. But lo, and behold, the word of the Yahweh come unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir.
They said, one that come forth out of your own bowels, out of your own blood, out of your own offsprings. That is what the Bible defines as an heir. Let's write to the book. Let's write to the book Romans right quick. Romans chapter 8, Mother Israel, see you right. Let's just run this out. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, verse number 12 to 17. Israel, see you right. So he said, one that comes from your bowels, that is your heir. So we read in the book of Hebrews that the minister spirit are sent to those that are heirs of salvation. So there's a certain bloodline that Yahweh has prepared the salvation for. Let's run to Romans chapter 8. Verse number 9, verse 12, 17. Let's see if we can pull out Mother Israel, see you, Royal. See if we can pull out.
Romans, with these last
few minutes on the clock. Romans chapter 8, 9, 12 through 17.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9, verse 12 through 17.
Yes,
ma'am. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Yahweh, he is not of him. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flood. Verse 13. But if you live after the flood, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, our Father.
Abba,
verse 16. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. Verse 17. And if the children then Herod of Yahweh and John has with Yahweh the Son, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
He said that if you have not the spirit of Yahweh, then you are not here. So let's see what the spirit that we must be operating of Yahweh. Brought to the book of Proverbs 1, verse 23. Let's see the spirit. Before we go to Proverbs, let's run to the book of Acts right quick, chapter 2. Mother Israel of Seroy. Yahweh made a promise and Peter on the day of what they call the Pentecost reiterated a statement that Yahweh made by the mouth of Joel. So let's go read that right quick. Acts chapter 2. And let's pick it up at verse number 14 through 18. Mother E. Israel of Seroy. Let's see what we got on the table here, Mother E. Acts chapter 2. Pick it up at 14 through 18.
The book of Acts. Chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men are Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, and all you that dwell at Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, be thus known unto you, and hearken to my words. Verse 15. But these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. Verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the seer Joel. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
So Yahweh by the mouth of Peter, reiterating, read what the seer Joel had already spoken in the book of Joel. Let's go pick that up. So he said that your sons and your daughters, so he's going to pour out his spirit upon your sons and your daughters. So let's go pick that up in Joel chapter 2, Mother E. Let's see what Peter was looking at in the book of Joel. Let's see if it make it a little bit plainer for us, Mother E. Israel of Sea Royal, in the book of Joel. Because he said, on your sons and your daughters, I'm going to pour out my spirit. The book of Joel chapter 2, let's pick it up at 28 and verse 32. Book of Joel chapter 2, 26 through 28 and verse 32. Mother E. Israel of Seed Royal.
Book of Joel chapter 2, verse 26 to 28, and verse 32. Verse 26, and you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, that has dear wonders.
Hold that point, Mother E. That's a very powerful statement that Yahweh just made. He said that you're going to eat in plenty. So what you think he talk about there? Say he's going to eat in plenty. Let's see what we're going to be eating plenty of, Mother E, Israel of Sea Royal. Let's run to the book of Jeremiah right quick. Let's see if I can pull it out. In the book of Jeremiah, what are we going to be eating plenty of in the book of Jeremiah? See if I can pull it out, Mother E. Right now, can't lay my eyes on it, but we're going to see if we can pull it out here. Let's run to Jeremiah 15, verse 16, Mother E, Israel, the seed royal. What is we going to be eating plenty? Is that a big round T-bone steak? What are you talking about there, Mother E? The book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16. What are we going to be eating on, Mother E, Israel, in plenty?
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
Yes,
ma'am. That word was found, and I did eat them. And they said,
that's good enough. We got what we need, Mother E. Your word was found, right? And we did eat them. Front to the book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3, Mother E, Israel. Let's get a sack of witness. So what we're going to be eating plenty of is this word. So I see we are just read, and we're going to read again in the book of Joel. He's going to pour out his spirit, and your son and your daughter is going to prophesy. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3. Mother E, Israel, see you, Roy.
Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3. Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3, Mother E, Israel, see right.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, and he honored thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which you knew not, neither did your father know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man live.
So we're going to be eating plenty, Mother E. And that is what we're going to be eating on, is the word of the Most High Yahweh. Let's run to Joel. Run back to that Joel chapter 2. Pick it back up at 26 to 28. And verse 32, Mother E, Israel of Sea Royal. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 26 through 28, and verse number 32, Mother E, Israel of Sea Royal.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 26 to 28. And verse 32, verse 26, and you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that has dealt wonders with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
No, hold on, Mother E. Now we got to deal with that just a quick hot second. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. So let's see if we can get a line on who is he referring to as his people here. Not that we in the dark, Mother E, but we are speaking to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered to the four corners of the globe. So we need to make it plain as can be. Run to the book of First Kings right quick, Mother E, Israel, see Royal. Let's keep that just right quick. First Kings 8. Let's see if we can grab a few statements out of here in First Kings chapter 8. Let's look at verse number 41. First Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Mother E. Israel, let's see you right.
First Kings chapter
8. First Kings chapter 8, verse number 41. Mother E. Israel, let's see you right.
First Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Moreover, concerning the stranger that is not of your people, Israel. But
good enough. Good enough. Let's look at verse number 34, Mother E. Israel.
The same book.
Yes, ma'am. First Kings 8, verse 34. All we need is who is his people. We need a name. We moving on.
First Kings chapter 8, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Then hear you in heaven and forgive the sins of thy people, Israel.
Verse 33.
Verse 33. And your people, Israel,
verse
is 30. Damn.
Verse 30. Verse 30.
Verse 30. And hearken thy to this supplication of thy servant and of the people of Israel.
Now, and your people. Shall, that's good, mother. That's all we need, a name. We're moving on down the road. Come back to that Joel chapter 2. So his people is, by name, Israel. That's as plain as that can be. His people, by name. Let's see if we can grab one in the New Testament, because you know, mother, they always, that's the old, as they call it, Old Testament. So let's grab one and let them see that the same thing in the old is the same thing in the new. Let's look at that book of Matthew, Mother E. Israel, Matthew chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 6. Book of Matthew chapter 2, verse number 6. Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse number 6. Mother E. Israel of C. Roy.
Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse number 6. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. And thou Bethlehem, and the man of Yahdah Judah, the southern king, are not the least among the princes of Yahdah Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people, Israel.
Hallelujah. Come back to that Joel chapter 2. So now we got a line on who the creator at his own mouth say is his people. Before we go back to that Joel, Mother, let's just seal the deal in the book of Amos right quick. Let's seal the deal in Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3, Mother E. Israel, let's see you right. Run and seal the deal in Amos, Mother E. Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and verse number 3.
Amos.
The book of Amos, chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's seal the deal in the book of Amos, Mother E. We find out that by name his people is Israel. So that can't nobody else open their mouth right quick. Let's run to Amos chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. Amos chapter 3. Mother E. Israel of Seroy. Because the Most High is speaking to a certain people, and by name, those people are of the 12 tribes of Israel. Amos chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse number 2, Mother E. Israel, C. Royal.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hear this verse that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, delivered from Israel, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins.
He said that you only have I known of all the families of the earth. You know that Yahweh created in the book of Genesis, the book of the beginning. There was 18 nations that were created. So the only one that he recognized and the only one that he knows and the only name that we've been calling is your people, Israel. So that's all he knows, Mother E. Israel. The other 17 nations, Yahweh, let's see what he think about the other 17 nations since we are on that. What do we think about the only one that he say he know, he recognize, he is the 12 tribes of Israel. So let's see what he think about the other 17 nations in the book of Isaiah, Mother E. Israel of Sea Royal. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 60. Let's peep at Isaiah 60. And let's peep at verse number. Is that the one I'm looking for? No, that ain't the one I'm looking for. Make that Isaiah 40. Let's see what we can run down in Isaiah 40. But Israel of Sea Royal. Book of Isaiah chapter 40. Let's look at 15 through 17. What do we think about the other nations? Since the only one he say he knows by name is the 12 tribes of Israel, Mother E. What do we think about the other 17 nations? In the Isaiah 40, 15 through 17, Mother E. Israel of C. Royal.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 15 through 17.
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the smallest and are counted as the small dust of the banner. Behold, he taketh up the island as a very little thing. Verse 16. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for the burning offering. Verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing.
So I
and
mean, vanity, yeah. So you say all nations, all of the other 17 nations, Mother, according to Yahweh, his own mouth, right? He say they are nothing, and they are counted to him as less than nothing. Let's see if we can get a second witness on that particular fact, Mother. Let's run to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6. Book of 2 Ezra, Mother Israel, C. Royal, chapter 6. And let's pick it up at verse number 54. Let's read down to 59. 2 Ezra 6, Mother E. Israel, and the Sea Royal. So Yahweh said the only one that he knows, and he called him by name, as his people, is the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said in Isaiah 40, verse 17, that all the other 17 nations before him are as nothing. And I don't know how you become less than nothing, Mother, but that's what he said. But let's look at 2 Ezra 6, picking up at 54 to 59. Mother E. Israel, C. Royal.
It's about to 59.
2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 54 through 59. Mother E. Israel, C. Royal.
2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 54 to 59.
Yes, ma'am.
And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest, Yahweh of all, they
of all your creatures.
Of all your creatures, of him came we all.
So hold that point. Hold that point, brother. Hold that point. Now he said that after these Adam also, when you made a Yahweh of all your creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom you have chosen. So he said all of these 17, 18 nations come we of Adam and Eve. Verse 55, come on, Mother E, Israel, C, Royal.
All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world for our sake. Verse 56, as for the other people which also come of Adam, thus hath said, they are nothing, but be like unto thistles, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls from a vessel. 57. And now, O Yahweh, behold, these heathen nations which have even been recruited, nothing have begun to be Yahweh over us and to divide us. Verse 58. But we, the people whom thou hast called thy firstborn, they only begotten, and thy fervent love.
Fervent lovers
are given unto their hand. 59. As the world now be made for our sake, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
So he said that the other 17 nations, Mother Israel, that also came at Adam. But he had a people that he chose that came out of Adam as well. We've been reading that name all night, and that name is the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said they have always been reputed. In other words, Mother, they got a reputation in his eyes as being nothing. That's what he called it. Let's look at Daniel chapter 4. Let's see if we can get another witness concerning that matter, Mother Israel. Then we're going to get back to us and Joel and run out the clock. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, Mother Israel. Let's see if we can get a second, third witness concerning that matter. Daniel 4, verse number 35, Mother Israel. He said that they have a reputation of being nothing, Mother E. But let's see if we can get another witness concerning the fact in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse number 35.
Book of Daniel, chapter 4. Verse 35 reads, Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing.
That's good. We got what we need. He said all of the other 17 nations of the earth, right, are reputed as nothing. Now let's see, Mother, before I get it let's see if we can call a few names out, Mother E. Israel. Let's run to the night. Let's see if we can call a few names and see what the Most High really think about them. Let's get personal with this thing. Let's call a couple of these nations out, Mother E. Run to the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2. Let's see what the Most High got in store for a couple of these nations in the book of Zephaniah. If I can find me some Zephaniah, Mother E., maybe I'll be able to find the verse I'm looking for. Let's write to the book of Zephaniah, Mother Israel, and let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 4. We're going to read 4 through 12. Mother Israel, of Sea Royal. Now, I'm going to break in on there. I'm going to break in a few times, Mother. So you know how I do it. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2. Let's see if we can get some names in particular. What Yahweh think about a couple of these 17 nations, Mother E. Zephaniah chapter 2. Let's begin at verse number 4 through 12.
The book of Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 to 12. Verse 4. For Gazariah shall be forsaken, Ekron, a desolation.
Desolation.
They shall drive out Ashdod.
Now he said, hold on, mother, let me break in on you right there. He said, now Gaza shall be forsaken, right? Ashkelon,
right.
A desolation. He said, they shall drive out Ashdod. Now, that's a very key point there. So let's see who over there in Ashdod that the creator is referring to here, mother. We got a name on the table. To Zechariah chapter 9, Mother Israel, see you royal. Let's look at verse number 5 and 6. Zechariah chapter 9, Mother Israel, verse number 5 and 6. Who's over there that the Creator is referring to here, Mother E? Now, Ashdod is a little spot over there in what they call the Middle East, as they call it, or the land of Israel. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse number 5 and 6. Who's over there that the Creator is referring to here, Mother E, by name? Zechariah 9, 5 and 6.
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 5 and verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
5. Mm-hmm.
Ekron shall see it.
Hold that point. You say Ashkelon. Shall see it. Now, those are the same name that was reading over there in Zephaniah. He said, Ashkelon shall see it and do what?
And fear. Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful.
Come on.
And Ekron.
Ekron.
Ekron for her.
Expectation shall
be ashamed.
Go ahead,
and
read
the
on.
King, and the king shall perish from Gazar, and Ekron shall not be inhabited.
So who
verse
over
six.
There, mother, that he referred to in verse 6? Who over there? Come on.
And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off.
Hold on, right there, buddy. That's all we need. So who over there that he referred to? Call him a bastard. That's what he called him, buddy. Come back to that Zephaniah chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse number 5. We got what we need. We know who over there. Yahweh said, a bastard, buddy. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 5 to 12. Be Israel, see you royal. Let's see what we're working with here, Mother E. Zephaniah chapter 2, 5 through 12. Let's see if we can get a few names on the table here before we close out. Because he said they always had a reputation as being nothing, Mother E. Zephaniah 2, verse number 5.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 5 through 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Woe unto the inhabitants of the sea coast and the nations of the
Cherethites.
And
on.
The word of the Yahweh is against you.
Go
O
ahead.
Canaan.
Now, old Canaan.
The land
hold on, old Canaan. Where are them old Canaanites at? They down there in what you call South Africa now. So they pulling that way down there in what they call South Africa. Old Canaan. He say, I'm against you, old Canaan. Come on. The land of the Philistines. Come on. What are you going to do to them,
Canaan.
Mother?
Old Canaan. The land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee. That there shall be no inhabitants.
He said, look here, I got something in store for you. Hold that point, but, well, continue. Let's read through this, because that'll be about the time Let's see, drop down to verse number nine, Mother E. Let's see if we can hurry this along, because we're running out of these last few minutes here. Verse number nine, what he saying, Mother E? Well, he said, oh, Canaan, I'm against you, right? South African. Verse number nine, what?
Verse nine. Therefore, as I live. Chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, as I live, said the Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel, surely Moab, Shani shall be as Sodom and Gomorrah, be as Sodom, and the children of Amon shall be as Gomorrah.
He said, the children of Amon, they're going to be like Gomorrah.
Even the breeding of
Edom.
Of Edom and
Salt Pit.
And
go ahead, read on. And a perpetual what?
Desolation. Residue of many people.
The residue of my people
shall fall them.
He said,
hold on, buddy.
This is too good to let it get away now. He said, look here, the remnant of my people, the residue of my people going to do what? Spoil them. That means all that good stuff they got over there, you're going to go and just snatch it from them, buddy. And the remnant of my people shall possess them. Now, in order to possess somebody, that means you got papers on them, right? Well, I got the deed on that. Is that right, buddy? Let's look at verse number 11. Let's see if we can get through this. Verse number 11. Let's drop down to 12. Let's get 12, and we'll be out. Verse 12.
Okay. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12. You Ethiopian also, you shall be slain by my sword.
All right, Mother E, we are made it to the finish line. Come on with your closing statement, Mother Israel of Seed Royal.
Thank you, praising Yahweh, for another class. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for the teacher, for the seer, and for Brother Yahweh. And thank you, praising Yahweh, to be in the class. And I'm going to read a couple verses in Psalm 5. Dear ear to my word, O Yahweh, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my Yahweh, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thus hear in the morning. O Yahweh, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a Yahweh that hath pleasures in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thus it has all work. Thus hated all work of sin. Verse 6. Thus shall destroy them that speak. Listen, the Yahweh will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come unto their temple in the multitude of mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy righteous temple. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mother E. Israel of Seed Royal. So we find that the Yahweh, he have a people, and he called them by name. Israel. Until the next go around, we're going to say Yahweh be with you and Yahweh bless you to the four corners of the globe. And we'll be back with you for a little bit more. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
the man now.